Parshat Va'era, Perek Vav, Pasuk Chafav. After Moshe's encounter with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his hesitation, and the Parsha telling me exactly who Moshe and Aaron were, with a Yichus, it winds up by saying, Hu Aaron u Moshe, Asher Amar Hashem Lahem, Hotziyu et Bnei Yisrael Mitzrayim al Tzivotam. These are Moshe and Aaron. Aaron and Moshe, excuse me. And then it says, "Heim amidam el paru melech Mitzrayim lotzi et bnei Yisrael Mitzrayim hu Moshe and Aaron." So we switch. We start off speaking about Aaron and Moshe. We go on to mention it's Moshe and Aaron, and then we have this famous question is dealt with Rashi. And Rashi says simply, "Yesh makomot." There are some places shemakdim Aaron leMoshe. First comes Aaron, then Moshe. Yesh makomot shemakdim Moshe leAaron. Moshe before Aaron. Lomer lecha to teach us sheshekulim keechad. They both are equal. And more than equal, they are equal as one. I think that's an important word. Keechad. The Rav has a very long piece in Reflections, Volume 1, pages 160 to 168, which is found also in the Surah Tarav on his Chumash at this juncture. And he speaks about that throughout history, Jewish history, there seemed to always be a dual leadership. We can even speak in the last few hundred years, there was the Rav, and there was the Hasidic Rebbe. One would go to the Rav for Shaila and Halacha, and one would go to the Rebbe, then he'd an Eitzah, advice, Tushia, something that would help him, pray for him. The Rav, no doubt, was a Tzaddik, yet he went to the Rebbe. The Rebbe was no doubt a Talmud Chochem, but for the learning part, he went to the Rav. For the Hashkofa, for the Musa, for the Bein Odom Lamokim, for Tefillah, for help, emotional, he therefore turned to the Rebbe. The duality. And this, the Rav points out, is Moshe and Aaron. Moshe is Moshe Rabbeinu. Aaron is Aaron HaKohen. Both were teachers. Psukim and Gemara's speaking about Aaron also teaching. And, of course, Aaron was the Ish Elokim in that aspect. Both were teachers, but they had different methods, different temperaments. Moshe approached the mind, the intellect, analyzing, clarifying, precision. And the Rav there mentions, of course, Rambam, the Vilna Goyen, Reb Chaim Salveitchik, his grandfather, Reb Chaim Halevi, Chaim Rebrisk, Aaron, but focused on the soul, the heart, cleansing, emphasis upon tefillah, avodah shebelev, that yearning to link one's soul, one's neshama, the pintel yid, to link to the Ribono shel Olam, the creator of the world. And the Rav continues, he says that nowadays the Torah leaders must absorb both schools, the Moshe and Aaron, and they have to transmit the qualities of both Aaron and Moshe, the Rabbeinu and the Kadosh, the Mechanech, the Rosh Yeshiva, and perhaps the Mashkiach Ruchani in the yeshiva. At times, Moshe's in forefront, and Aaron is a little bit the back. But at times it's the reverse. Aaron is front and center, and Moshe moves aside for a while, but you have to have both of them. Rav Rudiman, Zecher Tzadik Levrocha, was Rosh Yeshiva of Ner Yisrael. And I learned 4 years in the yeshiva. There were two personalities in the yeshiva. There was the Rosh Yeshiva Rav Rudiman, a Shtarka, Slabotka, Talmud Chochem, Boki in all Chadrei Torah, wherever you go. Iluyish, your memory, very sharp, very profound. What a Rosh Yeshiva is demanded of him. And then there was Rav David Kronglass. Rav David Kronglass was the personality, the Baal Musar, which I'll speak about in a moment. But Rav Rudiman is, we saw him on a clip, it's unbelievable, something about 50 years ago, saying that Rav David gave the entire, he said it in Yiddish, tzivyon to the yeshiva. Tzivyon is personality, character. The entire construct of the yeshiva was Reb David. Reb David stressed tefillah, stressed musar, bein adam lamokom, bein adam lechaveiro. And Ner Yisrael in those days was known the place that people were makpid, especially on bein adam lechaveiro. How one treated his chavrusa, how one treated his roommate, how one treated the help in the yeshiva, Jew and non-Jew alike. Reb David was a first-class Talmud Chacham. Reb David gave the highest shiur before you went into the Beis Medrash. In my days, it was Rabbi Rudiman. Then you went to Rav Liff. 2 years to Rav Kalevsky, 2 years to Reb David, and then you went to the Beis Medrash. He was the top shear in the yeshiva before you went to the Beis Medrash, where you would hear from the Rosh Yeshiva, at best the shear klali once a week. Rav Rudiman, the Rosh Yeshiva, was a godlader. And yet someone, an individual who greatly stressed working on Midah Tovot and Avodat Hashem. The Rav, in his famous Yortzeit Shiurim, it's an experience. You can go into the Lampert Auditorium, which would hold capacity of 1,200, 1,300 people. Later, you could watch it in real time, even in the Beis Medrash, it would be there too. But in my days, it was in Lampert Auditorium. The Rav would start at 8 o'clock in the evening and go 4+ hours. And everyone was mesmerized. And the shiur, more or less, the Yortzeit shiur was divided into two. Two of it was his lomdis, his halach, if you want to call it. Nes Gemara, Rishonim, Rambam, and so on and so forth, with the best that he had to present to a first-class audience in learning. And then he returned to machshava, to hashkofa. But it would not be, well, guys, I'm finished with the lomdis. I'm finished with the Moshe Rabbeinu. Now I'm Aaron HaKohen. No. The Rav went out of his way to link the two. It's based upon the Torah that I'm giving you for the first two and a half hours. I'm going into now a hashkofa to build from that. A rayon, an attitude of life. An attitude of Judaism. An attitude of being a mensch, whatever it might be. And he would keep on waving back and forth. Don't forget, when I'm talking my hashkofa, that this is based upon what I said in the first two and a half hours, in the lomdus. Because he held the Rav that the Moshe and Aaron, even though there's no question the Rav's mind We can't even understand it. How great it was. How deep, how profound, how creative, how clear, how accurate. But the Moshe and Aaron are all one Torah. And that behooves us. The Rav stresses it. That nowadays, more than ever, the Torah leader must absorb, transmit both the Moshe and Aaron. Because linking them together, you've covered the entire gamut of Torah, and that should be mashpia on your machanchim, your balabatim, whoever it might be, to grow both in avodat Hashem of limud Torah, the intellect, the Moshe Rabbeinu, and avodat Hashem of the soul, to be able to come close to Rabbeinu Shalom as much as possible.